A-Chan, are we worried about Jalen Wright being drafted to the Miami Dolphins? Are we worried about Braylon Allen being drafted to the New York Jets? Are we worried about Blake Corum being drafted to the Los Angeles Rams? Kind of, when you think about it, the three running backs, or the three, I don't know, running backs that we love anyway, that we probably don't want any competition landing on roster. But here's the thing. Every single one of these guys could potentially take a hit but Breece Hall, because Breece Hall is 8 feet tall. But not to mention, no one's scared about Breece Hall losing his job. But maybe he gets some goal line touches, vulture. Maybe he drops at least a slot, a two, three, four draft slots maybe. But people are going to panic like crazy on Jalen Wright going to Miami. Now three running backs there. People are going to panic big time on that. Also, more than anything, as we learned earlier in the day when we went live on the Kyren situation, if you go to the comments already, there are panic Peters everywhere in the comments. I'm out on Kyren. He was already a bad pick. He's going to be replaced by Blake Corum. We're looking at a potential steal in Kyren Williams. We're looking at a potential steal in Devon Achane. We're looking at absolutely no worries or concerns, but more so than anything, good cuffing situations with a little bit of a discount in Breece Hall, a significant discount with Achane, and a significant discount with also Kyren Williams, specifically Kyren Williams. I think he's going to take a bigger hit than anybody, which is fantastic. And I hope everybody still spreads the word. I hope all the doubters out there, they say over and over, Smitty, I don't believe Kyren is the guy anymore. I think Corum's the guy. We need those people. We need those people more than they need us. And we need them to spread their gospel around like it's the truth, like it's the law, like it's the only thing going. And I want it to continue to spread like wildfire. Because if Kyren Williams drops to 3.1, if Devon Achane drops to 3.1, if Achane and Kyren can be third round drafted players, your third player taken in a fantasy football draft, I don't know why we even run the season. I think at that point we tell anybody we draft with, you give me half the money now and all of you, we can redraft. Everybody pay me half their entry fee before week one begins, and then we can just redraft, and you guys have a shot at maybe winning this next set of draft selections. I don't understand. All I know is we take advantage of it. The Fantasy Football Show, the emergency Achane, Are We Worried About Jalen Wright show begins right now.
Live from the FantasyFootballShow.com studios, it's the Fantasy Football Show. Live! Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Smitty is also live whenever news breaks.
From the FantasyFootballShow.com news desk, here is your breaking news.
Looky here, reindeer. We've got yet another Panic Peter or Panic Peters on our hands. We've got people everywhere just spreading all kinds of gossip, and I love it. I almost feel like they're part of our plan, really. You know, I think we need these Panic Peters to spread the gospel. I think we need to jump on Fiverr and pay some people $5 to go spread, you know, Achane and Kyren rumors. It might be worth our while if we drop about, you know, $200, $300 on $5 Fivers. And say, just go around, you know, campuses everywhere across the country and say, you play fantasy football? Yeah, Kyren Williams is done. Blake Corum to the moon. I think it'd probably be a pretty good investment. It sounds like we might not even need to do that, though, because in the comments of my own video, in my world where, you know, I'm touting these guys, we're seeing Debbie Downers, Negative Noahs, Petrified Peters, Scared Scotties, everywhere in the comments already. There was three different Petrified Peters in the comments of the Kyren video immediately before any of the pro Kyren people could even comment. Three of them raced to the comments and said, hey, he's horrible. It's fantastic. It's really one of the things that I love the most about the draft. There are some negatives. There are some like, hey, does it suck that Breece Hall could potentially lose a couple goal line carries? I mean, maybe, but we don't even know that he will. We don't even know if Braylon Allen is going to be quick enough, fast enough for the NFL. Keep in mind, this is a very mediocre running back class. Ask yourself why I never, ever really touted or talked about rookie running backs. And I very openly said, we're waiting on landing spots. Because this class is so mediocre, we need a landing spot to turn a good running back, and they're all good, into great. There's no great running back turn into legend. There's no Breece Hall. There's no Kyren Williams. Oh, you just say Kyren Williams? Yeah, I said Kyren Williams. There's no Kyren Williams. There's no Breece Hall. There's no Bijan in this class. There are Marshawn Lynch-capable players in the most ideal spot. Right? And they're not Marshawn Lynch prospects. They're below that. They're players that are not Marshawn Lynch capable, not Najee Harris capable. Like, except for Trey Benson and Jonathan Brooks, they're about Marshawn Lynch capable in terms of their ability. Neither one is going to be running back one or two, probably, but could they be 8, 9, 10, 12, bookend 12, 13 picks in fantasy football for 4 or 5 years straight? Absolutely. That's how good Trey Benson and Jonathan Brooks could be. And Braylon Allen in the most perfect spot could have potentially been that as well. Jalen Wright's a little bit more of a project. He's got the quickest 5-yard time in the, when you look at the 40-yard dash and break it down by yardage, and that's good for hitting the hole. But he also faced like 4 and 3 and 5-man fronts all season long, which isn't his fault. You can't hold it against him. It was the scheme. But, you know, you don't even know if he's going to hang in the NFL. There's not even a crazy thought to think that one of these three guys, not Corum, but one of the two guys, Braylon on or right, just don't even ever emerge to anything. Think Tank Bigsby. Tank Bigsby was just as much of a threat in a lot of people's minds as Braylon Allen and Jalen Wright. Blake Corum is kind of the Charbonnet, and I think people try and paint that picture and make sense of it, right? Because Kenneth Walker didn't explode. That had nothing to do with Charbonnet. Charbonnet didn't take over his job. The Seahawks failed to use that running stable appropriately. So at the end of the day, you can't extrapolate this data from that, transfer the Seattle Seahawks running back situation over here and say, yeah, I guess backup running back getting drafted means demise for starter. That's a stupid way to look at it. It's case by case every time. And Devon Achane is not somebody that even has a role that's, you can't penetrate the carries and workload that he holds. This is a guy that's, in a sense, kind of their Deebo Samuel inverse over in the running back position, playing both running back and wide receiver, versus Deebo being wide receiver, playing wide receiver and running back. And this is Mike McDaniel coming from the Shanahan coaching tree. So the Deebo Samuel-esque role, the inverse Deebo Samuel-esque role that Achane has, is untouchable. It's not something that Achane's going to surrender. Achane's giving up none of his work to Jalen Wright or to Raheem Mostert. Not to mention, Raheem Mostert went on the field last year with Devon Achane. It didn't even change anything for Achane once he came back, because he did get banged up. Achane came in, Achane exploded. But Achane is an absolute monster. He's an absolute monster that's going to explode in 2024. And my projections for him are 1,100 rushing yards at 6.5 a carry. I think he's probably going to be a very strong consideration, because he already is right now, given his amount of carries qualified. And as you open that up, he can't jump into the other competition with other players because he's only had so many carries. Once he opens up that qualification and can get into different buckets of running back to analyze the data on, he's right now, for like, you know, over 100 carries, the number one running back in the National Football League historically, in the history, in yards per carry. This is the best yard per carry running back in the history of the NFL as of this moment. You start lumping in, okay, you need 500 carries, whatever. We got to wait on that. But I believe he'll have a strong shot at being the best running back in the National Football League ever in yards per carry. He's that electric, he's that dynamic, he's that playmaking, home run type ability person. And 1,100 yards, 6.5 a carry, 10 rushing touchdowns, 55 receptions, 425 receiving, and 4 to 6 touchdowns. That's 15, 16 touchdowns. That is easily around probably 1,500 total yards and 55 reception. That puts him around 5, 6, 4, 7, depending on how these other running backs do. That is a top 5 to 10 running back without a doubt, without a hesitation. Is it top 1, 2, or 3? Probably not going to be. This is going to be a great year for RBs, but top 5 to 10 is 1,000% in the cards. And Jalen Wright scares me zero in terms of that expectation. Zero. And if you tell me that like with Kyren Williams, if you tell me that we're looking at a situation where, let's go to the board, where we're going to get both these guys, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Kyren's going right around here. This is where Kyren's going in round two. Right around 13, 14, 15. Achan's going right around, I'd say, 15 to 18. If you're telling me that both of these guys jump into the 3.1 to 3.5 territory, I give you championships. These are Saturn men.
The Saturn men.
One small step for man, one giant leap for Saturn.
It just so happens that our three Saturn men, thank God we don't have to have this conversation over and over and over and talk about Bijan. Spaceman. Hall, Kyren, and Achan all were handed backup running backs today, and everybody's freaking out like a Freddy. Absolute freakout mode all over the place. I'm sure it's in the comments. I don't even care to read the negative comments right now. Go tell somebody. Go tell somebody about your Panic Peter moment. You're having a panic attack, Adam. Go have it with somebody. Express your concern. Hopefully it bleeds into their thinking and corrodes their mind. And they literally let Achan fall to me in the third round over and over and over.
Just been Smitty approved.
Angry Adam, Petrified Peter, Crazy Chris, go convince somebody that Kyren was never a good pick to begin with and that McVay just wants another running back because he doesn't like Kyren, and go convince somebody of that and I can get Kyren in round three.
You've just been Smitty approved.
Panic all you want, Peter. Panic all you want. You're looking at a man that sees a solution here. You're looking at a man that says, give me Achan and Wright, who will be completely free because he's a backup. Give me Braylon Allen and Breece Hall, which I'll do a video on that all by itself. Similar theme here. You give me Breece Hall and Braylon Allen, I give you one of the safest running back ones in fantasy. You give me Achan and Wright, Achan and Mostert, it's a little more difficult because of Mostert, but it doesn't complicate anything. Wright is Mostert's backup. Wright is the guy that's going to be there to change and the Ahmed. He's going to replace Mostert, not replace Achan. Achan's in the inverse Deebo Samuel role. You give me Achan in the third round, I'll show you a bag of money.
You've just been Smitty.
You give me Achan as my third drafted player in my fantasy football lineup, and I give you a grin from ear to ear. You tell me that now on Underdog Fantasy promo code Smitty, that I can literally go draft Achan in the third round, and now my Achan built teams can have Marvin Harrison Jr. round two as well in redraft on Underdog Fantasy promo code Smitty. Underdog Fantasy promo code Smitty. You're telling me in a world where 24 hours ago, 48 hours ago, I couldn't draft Achan and Marvin Harrison Jr. on Underdog because they were both round two residents. I couldn't draft Kyren, and I couldn't draft Marvin Harrison Jr. because they're both second round residents. You give me Marvin Harrison in round two and Achan in three, Marvin Harrison in round two and Kyren in round three, I give you a championship.
Achan. Achan is the man. his haters call him small.
But he is 9 feet tall.
Chan is the man.
Wrong mic hooked up. So we got, and you know what's so funny is we don't recognize these names half the time. Back to back, it's always flooded. Back to back, Chan's the Dolphins running back 3 by week 4. Chan is a backup. Who is this? Sorry if you are here and a regular, but it's always somebody you don't know. It's somebody that we don't recognize whatsoever. It's no usual suspect. It's just somebody in here. And bro, we need you more than you need us. I can't emphasize that enough. I want you to feel that and understand how welcome you are here, Dave L. Taking L's. And 96 Tupac. I hope your dog's drafting for you, pal. We're rooting for you, and thank you so much for your contribution. And you know, we're here for you when you call crawl coming come crawling back. Wright will be running back 1 by midseason. This is Eddie H. These original names that we've never seen before. Wright will be the running back 1 by midseason. What else we got? What a cookie cutter. Comments we got going on in here. I'm more excited about this ability to draft Achan and Kyren maybe at 3.1 than I ever have been. And dare I say, maybe, just maybe, I would reach, like, let's say you've got a mid or even like a late third round pick, right? You take one of these guys ahead of their ADP if they're floating around 3. Did anybody ever even, did it even cross their mind that this is now a draft that you can have? Did anybody until this moment, I'm about to make a bunch of people in here drool all over the place. Get ready to smile ear to freaking ear. Has anybody even considered for 1 second that you could come into a draft and draft Jamar Chase? You go ahead and take your little Kyren Williams early or Achan early. And grab Achan in round 3. You can literally now punt running back in round number 1. Grab your wide receiver Jamar Chase. And now you can reach on one of these guys. Maybe it's Achan that holds higher value coming off of this. I don't know. And reach. And now you can have Chase, Kyren, Achan. Unreal. Un-freaking-real. Unbelievable.
You've just been Smitty approved.
Also, for those that don't know, my boy Frank Gore Jr. was taken by the Buffalo Bills after the NFL draft, or he was signed by the Buffalo Bills after the NFL draft. I'm ecstatic about that. Or not the Buffalo, the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, the Buffalo Bills got him. That is freaking phenomenal. Frank Gore Jr., let me just confirm. I think it was the Bills, right? It just happened. Buffalo Bills signing Frank Gore Jr. Yeah, that's freaking unbelievable. That's amazing. Could he get cut? Like, yeah, you don't really know. Sometimes these guys that have no draft capital, or let alone late draft capital, they don't end up doing much. But I mean, good God, it's unbelievable. Frank Gore Jr. in Buffalo. This is what I wanted for. Yeah, Ray Davis is good too, but this is what I wanted for Houston. But can we talk about how the Dallas Cowboys literally had diarrhea in their pants this entire draft, passing on RBs, the entire offseason passing on RBs? You're really going to roll with Dowdle and maybe Zeke Elliott coming back. They're going to sign Zeke now because they're going to be in panic mode. But what a stupid running back stable the Dallas Cowboys have. What a dumb approach to football this year. What a bad, bad team this is going to be in some respects. What a good offense it is, right, under the leadership of Dak and McCarthy. And now their backs are going to be against the wall with no running attack. And now they're going to get in their own heads. This is going to be potentially an unraveling in Dallas. Could it play well from a fantasy perspective for a majority of the season and then it collapse again in the playoffs? Probably. There's that chance. Yeah. I mean, look, Dak continues to light it up, throwing it to Lamb. But I'm very concerned about McCarthy and Dak right now. Part of me wonders if Jerry flips a switch and flips the script on himself and he extends Dak, then they extend CeeDee Lamb or Parsons or whatever, and they try and fix this the best way they can. But if this doesn't change, if Jerry does not extend Dak Prescott, which will open up money, free up money to bring Lamb into an extension talk and execution of an extension, then we're looking at troubled waters. We're looking at setting this team up for failure. To suggest you're not giving Dak Prescott a future, who's going to be an unrestricted free agent, who has a no franchise tag clause and a no trade clause. He has a no franchise tag clause. I mean, goodness gracious, you think Dak Prescott's going to return to a team that says, we don't believe in you, we're not going to sign you. And we don't want to have you signed. If you play bad, we want to let you go. Who's going to want to come back for that? I mean, the Dallas Cowboys crapped their pants. They didn't even take Frank Gore Jr. They didn't even take him after the draft. They didn't do anything. Did the Dallas Cowboys sign a single running back after the draft? Have I missed anything? Did they pick up some scrub at least? Let's go over to Seabass. Seabass, you're live.
What's up, buddy?
What's up?
Want to talk a little bit of Xavier Worthy. Mm-hmm. I think, you can kind of read somewhat into the comments by Reed and Beach. And I think they made it a very specific point that they intend to use him on kick returns. So I'm thinking just volume-wise, I've heard other people say that with a guy that fast, you can't have him on the field all the time because then he loses his speed. So what are we looking at for a target share with him, say, mid-season?
Well, I think that depends on Rice. If Rice ends up getting suspended for a season or half a year, which honestly, a half a year is being generous. I think it's going to be a full year, but this could be 2025. It could be 2024. It could be 2025. It depends on this thing. If this thing gets expedited, it's in his best interest to do it now so that he's young and has one affected year by it. And players jump back from that kind of stuff. It's a nice feel good story. You know, it's like almost like tearing your ACL. No one would give up on Rice if he tore his ACL and was out one calendar year. But if he takes this into 2024, plays very badly, he's on and off the field, he's missing time because of court, and he's in his own head, and he's playing bad, he's dropping footballs, and then he has to then be suspended for a year after that, he's putting himself in a situation where he's never going to rebound. So I don't know what's going to...
On your math.
Well, hold on.
On your math.
What?
I was just going to say, on your math, it's probably in... You know, as much as it's in Rice's best interest, it's probably in the team's best interest to get this done and then plead them out, pay people off, just deal with it, whatever the suspension is.
Yeah, there's no paying people off on this. This is Dallas, Texas, bro. This is Texas law. This is Texas throwing down the hammer. And everything I'm hearing, this 8 counts. This is not Alvin Kamara getting in a fight and it escalating, and it was bad. The fight was bad. I'm not trying to downplay anything. I thought he'd get suspended for a lot longer. But this is Texas trying to crack down on people dying every day from reckless driving. And he has 8 counts that you can't plead, you know, down to some Mickey Mouse charge. Not to mention, everything I'm hearing is the 8 counts will climb to anywhere between 10 and 15 counts when you start adding on the fleeing the scene and all that. And so at the end of the day, he's going to plead guilty. He's not going to plead no contest. In my opinion, he's going to plead guilty, not no contest, not, you know, not something that's indifferent and guilty to a criminal misdemeanor. He's going to plead guilty to some severe charges in order to avoid prison time. So it's going to be about, hey, I want to play. I don't want to be suspended. I don't want to be suspended. To one day he's going to be told during this course of this process by his attorney, bro, you need to have a seat. This isn't about you playing and how many games you're missing. This is about you going to prison. So you're going to plead guilty to this, this, and this. You're likely going to get suspended for a minimum of a year from the NFL because of what you're putting guilty to. But I'm going to get you out of prison. And he's going to be like, holy crap, my life has been flipped upside down. That's where I believe this is going. But
okay,
hold on. Let me answer your question. Hold on, let me answer your question. So the problem is we don't know if that's now or next year. If he doesn't end up leaving the field, I don't know that Worthy squeezing into a huge production role right away. And with the new kickoff rules, this is one of the smarter draft selections in the NFL. The field position for the Kansas City Chiefs might have just got a whole lot better with this draft selection. There are a couple wide receivers. Ricky Pearsall is also another very crafty pick by the Niners for that reason. If you want to look at it that way, they should have taken him later. It was a stupid move to take him that early. You could also got a couple other guys. But this is a guy that we don't know his impact with the new kickoff rules. He might be the most valuable player in the National Football League, or he might be barely used, or he might not even be used that much on kickoffs, or he might not even do that well on kickoffs, and they switch him out, and he becomes a wide receiver. We have no idea, but I would venture to say that his likelihood of high production on the field as a wide receiver is certainly near. I just don't know how quickly we'll see it, and I think that there is a thought process of getting him on the field for kick returns initially and see what's what. It's not like he's going to slide right into the number one role or the number two role. You've got Hollywood, you've got Rashee Rice, and you still have Kadarius Toney, believe it or not. They still believe in him, and Veach, if you're going off Veach's comments, Veach himself has said that he's, you know, arguably their best receiver still physically, and so they still, I think, want to give him a shot. So there's not an open door. Like, everyone keeps raving about this pick, and I like it, I really do, but everyone keeps acting like it's, you know, it's locked them into something immediately. We'll have to kind of see what the workload looks like. I don't know how they're going to use him right away. Is there a world where he does go right into the wide receiver three role? Sure, there is that possibility. He certainly could. Like, could okay. They just take Toney off the field and say, screw this guy? Could they even cut Toney?
Here's a bit here. Draft question. What do you think of Atlanta taking Penix? Like, what's that all about?
I'm going to do a show on that.
Years, no trade with Cousins.
I'm not going to get into that because I briefly just say I'm doing a video on that later tonight. I don't want to spoil the content. We keep talking about it.
And, all right, buddy.
But the bottom line is it's not a big deal. It's a great move in many ways, and it's definitely, it could hamper them in other ways, but is it more important to let it hamper you in other ways than to not have your quarterback situation absolutely buttoned up? Like, there's no safer QB room in the National Football League, and is that a bad thing? I get it, it was the number 8 overall, but you're talking about, they see Penix Jr. as a 10 to 15 year QB, and they see him as their Jordan Love. And if you can guarantee, and in their mind, they seem to feel this way, if you could guarantee anybody Jordan Love waiting for them once their quarterback steps away, isn't that a great pick to make? If that's what they really believe is.
It's the best long ball move ever, and it's great security and an insurance, right? It's just, usually you don't see teams doing that with like the 8th overall pick.
You don't, but you usually don't see teams draft Jahmyr Gibbs when they've got a crowded running back room, and you see everybody judge that as harshly as people are judging this, and how smart did the Lions look now? You know, we don't even know what other moves are in the cards. We also don't know. The fact that Cousins has really essentially a two-year deal, people keep talking about his massive contract. It's big for 2 years, and I believe it's 90. We looked at it last night. It's a 90 dead cap for year one. So it's not like you can even like trade him this year. The dead cap gets better, and you could potentially do something maybe next year if you wanted to get free from it or whatever. But why do it at that point when you can just keep him for 2 years? After 2 years, they can move on if they want. I'll talk about it tonight. We'll talk about it tonight.
All right, cool, all right, buddy.
All right, hang,
cool.
hang tight. On.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, later, CBS. Tyler, you're live.
Later, buddy.
Yeah, I just got a question because you know that I'm really new to Dynasty. I've gotten way low ball offers for this, like 105. Do I just say I'm just going to draft the 105, or how do I like turn it into my favorite? Because I've gotten these like weird.
Is it Dynasty, bro?
Yeah. And like the best offer that I've had.
I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say Dynasty. Is it Superflex? I meant to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the best offer that I've had is like Murray in the 108 for JD5.
For JD5.
Yeah. Because I'm about to draft JD5.
At 105?
That I've gotten so far is Murray.
You're taking JD5 at 105? 1.05?
Yeah.
How did he fall to 1.05 in a Superflex? Are these guys brain dead?
Apparently so.
Okay, so
The first three were wide receivers, and the fourth one was Caleb.
Okay, so when MHJ, this is a super flex. Okay, MHJ, Neighbors, I assume?
Yeah, Neighbors, Adunze, Caleb, me.
So 1 point.
So Murray and like the 108 or JD5.
Okay, so Kyler and the 1.8 for JD5 is the trade. This right here. I'm probably going to say... Man, that's crazy you got him that late, bro. Those guys are sleeping at the wheel in a Superflex. I would probably say, bro, okay, so we're going to assume that who's the 6 and 7 and 8 going to be? Do you think there's a run on quarterbacks right here? Because the only thing I'm thinking is if this 1.8 equals Benson, this is a...
The 107, I've been talking to a guy, and I know it's Bowers, the tight end.
Okay, so 1.7, so 7's going to be Bowers. Do you think the...
6, I don't know. 6, maybe May.
So if you could give me Benson and Kyler for JD5. Chat, what do we think on that? Are we wanting Kyler and Benson, or are we wanting JD5 alone? Who are your RBs?
It is McCaffrey, Kyler.
No, your RBs. Your RBs. You mean Kyren?
Yeah, sorry, Kyren, McCaffrey, and Gibbs.
Okay, you got good running backs. But CMC eventually will be on the way out the door, so like you still have a flex, I'm sure. So Benson, Kyren, and Gibbs would be damn good. Bro, that's a very tough one. What are we saying, guys? I'm going to lean toward the Kyler and Benson side, even though I love JD5, bro. I absolutely love JD5. Kyler is still super close. I think that would be good. I think that would be a pretty damn good... Oh, man. Or you could even get Brooks. You could go Jonathan Brooks. You know, maybe you got to decide now, though, right? If you make this trade, you'll be on the clock soon. Damn, man. Damn. I love JD5, though. I'm going to go Kyler and Benson, personally. I'll take the 1.8. But that's funny that JD5 fell that far. Maybe you can squeeze something else out of him, man. He doesn't happen to have like Fields or... I'm trying to think of something that we quietly like. Like a Luke Musgrave or like something to throw in just to make this guy overpay a little. Hello,
his
Tyler?
His backup QB is Love. And one of his...
His backup QB or his second QB in his Superflex is Love?
His second QB is okay. Love.
All right, hit me with the truth here, Tyler. You're giving me false information here. His second quarter starting quarterback, not his backup. Okay.
All right, his second QB.
All right.
Is Love, and then he has Hawkinson and Pitts, but is both of them at the moment? Well, Hawkinson is hurt, and then Pitts just got Cousins.
I don't know. The thing is, you don't even necessarily need Benson right now or John, but you get one of Jonathan Brooks or Benson. That's fantastic. I really like Benson, bro. And I really love Kyler right now, but I rank JD5 ahead of Kyler, but how much do we have JD5 above Kyler? Like, if he's getting a Trey Benson, guys, how much? How much do we like the idea of getting Trey Benson or Jonathan Brooks, whichever one you prefer, and you can speak which one you like in the chat, but is Kyler's five to, I mean, I've said it today on my Kyler, or last night on my Kyler and Cardinal show, I believe Kyler's 5-8, and 5-8's, you know, that's where JD5 is. I'm not saying JD5 can't be number four or number five or even number three someday. He certainly could. I love him. You know, he's a freaking Saturn, man. But Benson's a fantastic player to throw in. Someone said, Andy said, what about Worthy at 1.8? I mean, that's certainly not out of the question. BT, you could talk about these other wide receivers. I mean, it's not crazy to start talking about them. But Benson and Brooks are probably my two. What's your wide receivers look like, bro?
St. Brown, 1. Devontae Smith, 2. And Flowers, 3.
Give me Kyler in the 1.10. Give me, or 1.8. Give me Benson and Kyler. That's probably what I'm taking. You could convince me Jonathan Brooks as well, but give me Benson and Kyler. Kyler's 5-8. He's 5-8. So is JD5, but so is Kyler. So easy decision at the end of the day.
Okay, thank you.
You've just been Smitty approved.
I mean, damn, he's loaded though, too. He's loaded. Kyler's pretty damn safe. I mean, look at this. Look at this arsenal he's dealing with. Trey Benson, Trey McBride, Marvin Harrison Jr. Give me Kyler. Give me Kyler all day. Unreal. Unreal squad, this Arizona Cardinal team. It's going to be unreal. It's going to be fantastic. Okay, so Worthy was the last topic. Anybody wants to call in, but Achan not panicking on Achan whatsoever. People are absolutely out of their mind crazy when they start panicking and getting worried about this situation. It's ridiculous. It's ludicrous. It's bizarre. It's bizarro world. It's absolutely hysteria. It's people feeding into everybody else's fears. It's Achan. It's Kyren. It's Breece Hall. They're losing value. Oh my God, they drafted a backup running back in a very weak running back pool. None of these guys are taking stud players' jobs. Okay? Trey Benson would have probably been... Honestly, Jonathan Brooks is super good. I like him a lot. Super good. I love Jonathan Brooks. I do. But he's coming off an ACL tear. Okay? So even if he had landed somewhere... It would have been more of a threat for sure because he was, before the ACL tear, thought to be the biggest, you know, running back option in this draft. But he still wouldn't take the job from Breece Hall. He wouldn't take, it would just be a waste of talent, really. He'd be a great cuff. He'd be a fantastic duo. Trey Benson's probably the most dangerous running back to have landed somewhere where there was a very good RB. Like if Trey Benson went to the Miami Dolphins, I probably would be a little bit more worried about this situation, although he could just eventually replace Mostert, and we're not worried about Achan's value with Mostert in play, so there still would have been like a gleam of hope, but we would have understood the dip in value, I think, more. Achan doesn't deserve a dip in value because they brought in Jalen Wright, who I like a lot. He's a great prospect, but he's not taking Achan's carries or job. Braylon Allen's, he's good, but
This is a very mediocre class. That's why we never talked about the RBs. I came in here time and time again and said, you won't hear me pump this RB crew up. Not until the landing spots get handed out. Why? Because Jalen Wright could go from number one fantasy football rookie running back to number 10. Braylon Allen could be the number one fantasy football running back or the number six. Or irrelevant. And in the case of Blake Corum, if he went to Dallas to be the lone starter, he went to LAC to run for Harbaugh, or he went to maybe one or two other quietly good situations, he could turn into somebody you'd want to put in as your running back two or really good flex play with a lot of potential upside. Blake Corum ain't taking nothing from Kyren Williams. Blake Corum is going to go get Kyren a coffee. And that's all there is to say about it. Is he a great and fantastic handcuff? You bet your bottom dollar he is. Hoping Allen would land in LAC. Me too, but it is what it is. Braylon Allen is now a glorified backup running back that can be had for pennies on the dollar. You grab him, you do it live, you cuff Breece Hall to him. It's easy to do. If anything, people should be thanking their lucky stars that you now have a clear and amazing backup running back for Breece Hall. If Breece misses three games, Allen's fine. If Achan misses three games, Jalen Wright's pretty easy to cuff and a pretty damn good prospect. If Kyren Williams misses two or three games, Blake Corum's a pretty nice fill-in. This is pretty awesome when you really think about it. Blake Corum ain't taking shit from nobody. He's going to be amazing, an amazing cuff. And if Kyren goes down for two or three games and Corum has a nice little outing, no one's surprised on this side of the fence. It's a great handcuff. But guess what you now get to do if you're drafting this man in round three, if you're drafting now Kyren Williams in round three, you're now stealing people away. You're now taking candy from a baby. You're now making your fantasy football opponents look like amateurs. In amateur hour, you're now able to, in round number three, grab one of these guys. Let's call it Kyren. I think he probably is the one that falls the most. Achan falls to the end of round two, but probably round three. But let's say you reach on him, and now you can grab JJ if you want, Jamar Chase if you want, grab the other one of the two running backs early, even though they're both going in round three. Now you've got JJ, Achan, and Kyren. Who would have thought they could have had JJ, Achan, and Kyren? Who could have thought they could have drafted Bijan, MHJ, and Kyren? Bijan, MHJ, and Achan. Who thought that you could draft a three-headed monster like this in your fantasy football draft? Who thought that they could draft Kyren and Achan as their running back one or running back two and still be able to get a CeeDee Lamb or a Jamar Chase? Who would have thought that that was possible prior to the NFL draft? Not me, not you, not no one. And the reason it's possible is because of Panic Peters and knee-jerk reacting Rodgers and knee-jerk reacting absolute Panic Freddies out there. Just petrified Peters. They're just petrified out there. Scared to death. Scared to death. Neither is going in round three, says Frenzy. Why would you think they wouldn't fall, bro, when everyone and their mother's scared to death about them? What are you talking about? One of them is easily slipping. And if they don't fall to three, one of them's falling to the bottom of two. The other one's falling to nearly the same amount, if not into round three. Everyone's panicking all over the place, bro. Take a look around. Take a gander around. Read the room. Read the room, Frenzy. What do you mean you don't think they're falling to three? Laughing emoji. Get ready, bro. Get ready to relish. Get ready to scoop and consume. You think people aren't panicking everywhere? This is panic chamber time for everybody. Everybody's ranting and raving and rubbing in their anti-Kyren conversation and just saying, Smitty, I told you about Kyren. He's not good, Smitty. He's absolutely garbage. And, oh, we got to put him in here. We got to put him in here. LAC remains in the panic chamber. Dallas Cowboys remain in the panic chamber. The Niners, look, the Niners had a pretty good second half of the draft. We could almost take them out, but they still had, it was such a misstep with the whole Ayuk situation. We'll see what they do, but they're overpaying. Their offseason, essentially, in my opinion, some total still belongs in the panic chamber, but their offense is still one of the best in the league. Imagine if they had good offseason behaviors. But this right here, ladies and gentlemen, the Cowboys, the LAC, and the Panic Peters go into the panic chamber. Not Kyren and Achan. People are wild, bro. People are wild. Absolutely wild. Reminds me of last year when people panicked on Breece Hall. Remember that? Do you remember how many people told me, not this year, Smitty, you don't come off an ACL tear and have a good season. Trying to school me in ACL recovery descriptions and predictions. You don't talk to your boy about ACL tears. I'll tell you about ACL tears. You go get me a coffee while I explain ACLs to you, because it's a case by case basis. And we said Breece Hall was a case beyond cases that you would be studying till the end of time. This guy was ready. This guy was ready to rumble. Barkley was not. J.K. Dobbins was not. This was clear evidence every day, all day, on this channel, and people came for our necks, and people said Jahmyr Gibbs was going to be an absolute debacle of a prediction and suggestion, and we got that weeks 1, 2, 3. People came for our necks. This is the same channel where I was told to draft Gibbs in round 3. This is the same channel that said Breece Hall was going to be great. Where's Breece Hall? What mistake picks I made there? I sent Achan away for Rico Dowdle. Good job, Snatcher. Glad, assume that this is your first time on the channel, because we don't recognize you anyway. Hybrid, yeah, I got a steal on Breece last year. He was absolutely fantastic. Would you trade Kyren for Benson and Brooks, both of them? I would take both running backs in a dynasty. You're getting two RBs, potentially, yeah. That's a whole different ballgame. You know, you got to use your brain on that one. You got to say, okay, you're giving me two potential top 12 running backs in this conversation. That is probably an easy call. One of them, no. I'm not trading Benson for Kyren. I'm not trading Brooks for Kyren. Kyren's a top 5, top 6 dynasty running back. But if you're giving me two top 12 guys with the chance of one of them popping into the top 5 to 10, I'll take that with Benson. I love Benson. If you need a reminder of how good Benson is going to be in a gander at his offense, you just ask me to show you this, and I will show you glory. This is my AZ Cardinal board. This is my Marvin Harrison Jr. board. This is my AZ Absolute Fire board. And we're going to reference this all year long. This ain't going away. This isn't like, this is a screen Smitty's going to clear. No, this is a screen that I'm going to unfortunately show a lot of you over and over and over all year long, and get used to it, because you're looking at some boys. You're looking at some boys. This is going to be one of the toughest top 4 quad pod in the National Football League when you're talking about a running back, a quarterback, a tight end, and one wide receiver. There are some different variants of this that have wide receivers, A.J. Brown, and you've got Devontae Smith, you got Barkley and Hurts, but this is one of the most unique quad pods that includes a tight end, a wide receiver, a running back, and a quarterback. There are very few. It's going to be amazing. And yes, Ray G, the Buffalo Bills got our boy Frank Gore Jr., and he's going to be in absolute prime position to try and impress and grab the job. Does he get it? I don't know. I'm not sure, but it's possible. And that possibility excites me, because the Buffalo Bills need somebody. They need somebody. Yeah, the Niners had a pretty bad draft, in my opinion. I agree with you. I think they did better in the second half of it, bro, but it certainly wasn't something that I would have done. Like, across the board. And you wonder, remember what I said? Let's see how good of a draft you have without Adam Peters. Are the Niners going to shart the bed hardcore their first draft without Adam Peters, who was their draft. Adam Peters was the guy behind the curtain, the Wizard of Oz in San Francisco, finding Kittle, finding Brock Purdy, finding all these hidden gem talents. And now they don't have them. And what is the first thing they do? Draft a wide receiver when they don't even need a wide receiver. I like Ricky Parasol. I do. I made it abundantly clear. He's a fantastic player. He could be a very good kickoff returner. There's a world where he becomes, you know, so exciting and good in these new kickoff rules that it ends up being a really good pick at the end of the day. There's a potential chance for that. But it doesn't excuse that they took him in round one when he's at a round two grade. You know, they should have waited on him. They would have still got him. And if not, they would have got McConkey. I believe McConkey was still available by their second pick. So at worst case scenario, you lose Parasol and you grab McConkey. And then you grab Dijon, the guy everybody wanted in the fan base in Niner circles anyway. Yeah, Adam Peters, as Travis just wrote as I said that, great minds think alike. Travis says Adam Peters would have got Dijon and Parasol, not just one. And that's 100% facts. Or he would have said, we'll get McConkey. Or we'll get A.D. Mitchell. Or we'll get somebody. I think A.D. Mitchell, did he fall to the other third draft selection that the Niners had? I want to say he might have, you know, or Franklin. You just want to go after some exciting player, go get Franklin, get Dijon, and get somebody else that you need at that second pick. The Niners really, really crapped the bed. The Cardinals had the best draft, and that's not bias involved. I've come in so hard on the Cardinals over and over. I told you I'd break one of my phones on live on the air, snap it in half, if the Cardinals didn't walk away with at least MHJ, Adunze, or Malik Nabers, if they did some sort of trade down. I'm very, very objective with my Cardinals. You never hear me pump the Cardinals up. You are now. You are now. This potentially became a Cardinals show. You might just hear me speak about this team in a glorified fashion on a daily basis, and you're just going to have to deal with it. Worthy is gonna leave my screen right now, but he's an interesting prospect that I think is getting over talked about right now. What does he become later? I think if he becomes an amazing piece of this team and a reason they win, it might be in the return game initially with the new rules. That's where he could shine, and I really like that idea. I just don't know how quickly in the KC offense, the most complex offense in the National Football League, to learn. It takes players oftentimes a year to 2 years to really learn the KC playbook and offense and scheme. It's one of the most complicated in the league. And I'm not saying they won't send Patrick Mahomes out there. I don't hate Monty Austin Ford. I just think that he gets a little excited about trading, but he did fantastic. What can I say about Monty? Monty did a fantastic job. One could say he's one of the better GMs in the league. He knows what he's doing. I don't like how he promotes trading that four pick the way he did, but he didn't do it. He didn't trade it. So he was all talk. It was good. It scared the hell out of me. To walk away and not have Marvin Harrison Jr. would have just depressed me beyond. The difference between me having the best draft of my life in 25 years of covering this professionally, 25 freaking years I've done this professionally, looking at drafts, scouting players, doing radio shows, 19 straight years on CBS and NBC Sports Radio, talking about incoming rookies, scouting these players from college, talking about this. 25 straight years I've done this professionally, and I've never had this exciting of a draft. And it all really does come down to this. And it's not just that the Cardinals took good players and I'm excited. They took the best player. And I'm not... I didn't want Breece Hall to even go to the Arizona Cardinals when Breece Hall was potentially in the talks of landing in Arizona instead of New York. I said I'd rather him go to New York. I'm objective as hell when it comes to the Cardinals and bringing that into my channel. If I'm bringing into my channel, it's because I actually believe it. This is not me saying, oh, I'm telling you, this is finally lining up, and it just so happens. It is ironic that it is the Arizona Cardinals, but you never hear me promoting this. This is time. This is time. The birds are rising. The birds, all the birds in the NFC are absolutely lit. The Eagles are going to be on fire. The Eagles are the best team in the NFC. The Eagles win the NFC. This is not ready quite yet to marinate and unfold and bloom into an even bigger bird. But the Arizona Cardinals are on the way up. It could take a year, but this is one of the most dynamic quad pods you've ever seen in your life.
You've just been Smitty approved.
The stack above all. Stack.
Look at that quad stack on the left.
Time to drop the pancake emojis in the live chat.
Unbelievable. I had a really bad dream last night that Joe Burrow. I had such a bad dream last night. Joe Burrow was running back 32 for five straight weeks to start the year. I woke up and I didn't even know. You know when you wake up and you're like, you know, you think it had to have been a dream, but I was looking around the room and I was trying to like pinpoint something that would bring me back to reality and I couldn't. I'm like, that was real, wasn't it? That was real, wasn't it? I couldn't. It took me about 5 minutes to realize it wasn't real. And it was like panic set in. And even when I hit this right now.
The stack above all stack.
It kind of scares me. Like, why did I have... I think we got to have a good year out of it. This is these stacks are amazing. Look at them.
The stack above all stacks. It's time to drop.
Pretty sure the wide receivers you were referencing just didn't memorize his routes. What are you talking about, John? I don't know what you're talking about, John. I'm a Utah fan. And he should have stayed a call. What are we talking about, bro? All right, phone lines are open. Call into the phone lines brought to you by The Attic.
Call into the show. Call into the show.
Brought to you by The Attic. All your hoodies, t-shirt needs, movie posters on t-shirts and hoodies, movie posters from over 40 years ago. The Attic is just an absolute gem. Theattic.shop is where you can go buy stuff. Link's in the description, by the way. It's under the Grindhouse link. I got to switch that out. They're the Attic NC. If you go to Grindhouse, the Grindhouse link, it'll redirect. This is just a rebranding, so that link still works. But go to the Grindhouse link. I'll switch it out for the Attic link. Theattic.shop is the new website. The Attic NC for North Carolina is the Instagram. Go follow them. King Kong versus Godzilla, Spider, Godzilla versus the Thing. This black hoodie down here is phenomenal as well. It's Godzilla versus the Thing, King Kong versus Godzilla, Spider, the Beast, Reptilicus. They got all the amazing stuff. They got t-shirts as well. This is my favorite Reptilicus. There it is. That one's sick. This is one of my favorite sponsors I've ever worked with. If not, you know, them and Underdog are tied for my most favorite sponsors that I really every year want to just roll with them again. I don't even care if someone calls me up and says, hey, I want to be your new apparel guy. I literally, like one guy called me yesterday and tried to, I'm already with Grindhouse, but he tried to convince me again. This is like the fifth time he's tried to convince me. It was like football t-shirts. They had like football sayings and different, you know, football logos. They're pretty cool graphics and everything. I'm like, no, buddy, I'm a The Attic guy, AKA formerly Grindhouse. And that's all there is to it. So you can take your apparel. I appreciate you. Roll it up real nice and tight and take it that way, pal. Cause this is The Attic country up in this mug. The Attic country. Let's ride.
You've just been Smitty approved.
All right, dial into the phone line. Anybody wants to have a conversation about Achan or Kyren, we can do that. Breece Hall will be at the video next. I hate to do another video on this topic that's pretty much, you know, the same type of stance and aggression, but I will attack it from the New York Jet perspective only. Breece Hall, that video is coming. In each of the videos, I'm kind of defending all three of them for you, so you understand if you only watch one of them, but go watch the other video if you haven't, the one on Kyren Williams. People are panicking on Kyren all over the place. That one guy in here that said that they won't fall, or at least one of them won't fall to the third round. Just get ready for it. Cause go look at the Kyren comments. There's like two or three Kyren comments. People are panic Peters out there. And even if they don't fall to 3.1, not necessarily a guarantee. It's not something I guarantee, but they're probably dropping for sure. Like significantly. There's no way Kyren stays at 12, 13. If people are already like worried about him. And he deserves to be in the top five. Kyren deserves to be in the top five. Top five to six overall.
Throw a couple wide receivers in there. Kyren's a top six overall pick, and he's going at 13, 14. Now he's going to fall. He's at least dipping into the mid to late second round. Achane was a 15 to 18 overall pick. He's at least dipping past 19, 20, 21, 22. And even if they fall right around the 20 to 22, 22 area, that's just such a great opportunity. And I almost guarantee you on Underdog, you will be able to, at the back-to-back 24, 25, take Kyren and Achane on the semi-regular at a minimum. So 12, 13 turn. I'm sorry, the 24, 25 turn, you're probably getting Kyren and Achane on the regular on Underdog Fantasy. Links in the description. Appreciate every single one of you. And if let me relaunch the phone lines. I don't know if I have the phone lines up and running. 161 of you in here from YouTube. 150 or 80, 188 from Twitter. If you're from Twitter, make sure you get on over to the link in my bio on Twitter and click on that in my profile and subscribe to the channel so you're not missing the YouTube videos. We don't always go live on Twitter. When I go live, I have been lately, but please jump on over to the YouTube channel so you never miss a stream. Dial into the phone lines. I reset them. They should be working now.
Call into the show. Call into the show.
One thing is for certain, says Tebow, Najee should be going to the moon with the draft the Steelers just had. If that doesn't tell you Najee is in line for a workload, I don't know what will. Well, I'll tell you what will. What will maybe be Arthur Smith potentially giving us some Jaylen Warren action or something like that. Like, I don't really know that you're going to get, there's certainly an opportunity, right? But I don't think we're guaranteed to know which running back. We just saw Arthur Smith, you know, use multiple backs. Achane has proven he can function in a crowded running back room, says Robert. I'm not worried about, it's not even a crowded running back room. Like, this is a backup running back. This is Blake Corum's a nice fit. He fits the bill for what Kyren, you know, kind of is. It doesn't mean he's as good at everything as Kyren is. He's a step behind him on every level. But Blake Corum, slower, not as, you know, not as strong. Got good feet, good quick feet. Kyren's feet are quicker. Some will say Blake Corum can catch better. Give me a break. They need to throw to Kyren more. Kyren is better than Corum at everything. Listen to the words coming out of my mouth. Kyren Williams is better at everything than incoming rookie, inexperienced Blake Corum. Blake Corum could become better at one or two things in the next couple of years than Kyren. He could maybe stay healthy and Kyren can't, and he gets into a job. No one's saying not to cuff Blake Corum and Kyren Williams. Nobody's saying that on this channel. In fact, if you watch my Kyren video, I literally told you for about 20 straight minutes that now you can cuff them with ease, and you better cuff them. Nobody is telling you not to take Jaylen Wright and cuff him to Achane. In fact, if you don't cuff these backup running backs, Braylon Allen to Hall, Wright to Achane, Blake Corum to Kyren Williams, you're absolutely looking like a fool and embarrassing yourself, and you're taking a lap, and it's Smitty disapproved.
You've just...
Take a lap.
Get lammed.
People are getting burrowed left and right, and people are going to remember it.
Get burrowed. Get breezed.
I don't want to hear one person ask me if they should cuff Braylon Allen to Breece Hall. I don't want to hear one person later say, see, told you Corum was going to get some work. Of course you got to cuff him. Running backs miss 1, 2, 3 games a year. Easy. Kyren Williams will miss a game this year. Bijan will probably miss a game or two this year. Christian McCaffrey most likely will miss at least a couple games this year. You better damn well sure have your backup, and Corum has become the backup. Braylon Allen has become the likely backup, and Jaylen Wright has likely become the backup. Not guaranteed. You must draft these players at all costs. The only one guaranteed anything is Blake Corum, though, because of the draft capital. Wright's not guaranteed a single thing. Braylon Allen is not guaranteed a single thing, but you should be cuffing all three of these running backs, and anybody that doesn't do it isn't listening or paying attention. And all three of these backup running backs,
running backs just devalued the starter, if not a little bit, maybe quite a bit. And we're going to relish and take action. You know who didn't? You know who didn't get a backup running back stepping on their parade, if you will, is Bijan Robinson. Bijan is going to the moon. Bijan's arguably running back one 2024. I'm here for it. You're here for it. Get ready for it. It's coming for everybody. We're taking Bijan cards left and right. No matter what, if someone says something negative about Bijan, oh, he can't be the running back.
Your Bijan card has been revoked.
Hey, Smitty, I don't think Achane is going to be a top 10 running back. We're taking away your Bijan.
Your Bijan card has been revoked.
Hey, Smitty, I'm kind of thinking that Kyren Williams is
Your Bijan card has been revoked.
We're taking Bijan cards from people left and right, and we're not giving them back. You get a Bijan card taken away from you, we're not giving it back. Mark B had his Bijan card taken away. He's been begging for his Bijan card back ever since. He asked me if he dropped a $200 hauler if I would release his Bijan card. I said I'd think about it. That's the only person I've ever even contemplated giving their Bijan card back. Once we've taken it from you, it's pretty much gone. Frank Gore to the Buffalo Bills was a fantastic move by the Buffalo Bills, and I truly hope that he gets a crack. And I know I hope he gets a crack at the job. I know that. Pause. I know that if he does get a crack at the job, he's going to be magnificent when called upon. I just don't know if he'll get it. These are the kind of players that they get brought on. They're unrestricted free agents. The draft capital is low. You get excited, and all of a sudden they get released. And then they go to another team. That thing happens. That kind of stuff happens. I don't know if Buffalo recognizes. They have a tough time recognizing running back talent. Look at Singletary. Singletary did nothing in Buffalo. Goes to Houston. Looks great. He's going to the Giants. He's going to look worse than he did in Buffalo, unfortunately. Zach Moss, Buffalo, looked okay. You know, we kind of thought there was some upside there, right? He goes to Indy. Looks fantastic. Now he goes to Cincy. Probably be pretty good. Since he doesn't really draft any RB, right? I don't think they took even a late RB. So we're looking at Cincy being probably a pretty damn good place to be an RB, right? And Moss has got like 90 to 100 overall value. Yeah, I'm looking. I don't think they grabbed a running back. They may have after the draft, but there was no running backs left but Frank Gore that I liked. So I don't care if they did even sign some scrub. Zach Moss is fantastic in the 90s and fantasy football, best ball, and underdog fantasy promo code Smitty. Are you crazy letting this guy, Zach Moss, drop to 90 to 100 overall? That's one of the biggest steals at the running back position in fantasy. I just dropped the link. Hit that link right now in the live chat to do underdog drafts. Achane has proven he can function. Yes, he has, Robert. Appreciate you dropping your Achane support, my guy. I think that's all she wrote for now. We'll be back later tonight. I've got a video planned for Breece Hall at 8 p.m. I'll probably do another video at maybe 9 or 10 or about midnight Eastern. I'll do another video probably around midnight Eastern, maybe a little bit after midnight, that will be about Penix Jr. and the Atlanta Falcons situation. I'm just trying to explain every one of these situations in a video, a separate video, so that you get a lot of value from it on replay values and all that. Appreciate all of you that have come in here. We had one super chat dropped by Chef. Chef, are you still here, bro? Sup, Flex got Knicks. Give up what for Troy Franklin? Sup, Flex got Knicks. Give up what for Troy Franklin? I don't have enough information on this, bro. We're talking in code, and I don't really know. Are you still here, Chef? Give up what for Troy Franklin? Can you give me some like details? I don't know what you have. Chef, you here? Going live again tonight. Yes, T-Boy, I am. As I said, I'm going to be live here. I've got one scheduled. Look at my YouTube. You'll see a lot of these videos are now scheduled on my YouTube channel. You can see it right up there. It's a beast hall. Breece Hall. Breece the Beast Hall. He's got Beast Cereal, I think.
Jets probably would have liked going. Jets probably would have liked to have gotten Atlanta. Oh, you're Joe Alt, I think is what he's saying, not Atlanta. I was like, what is he talking about? Joe Alt? Yeah, they probably would have loved Joe Alt. They would have taken Joe Alt if he was there. I think they would have. Superflex, he has Knicks. What should he give up for Troy Franklin? Tipo, I saw that. I don't know what. I need more details. You just repeated what he said. He's okay. He's okay. I remember Rodgers' first drive with the Jets. He went 3 and out because he had no O-line. That's not true, John. The Jets didn't have no O-line, bro. You can't be the number two running back in Breece Hall with no O-line. And not to mention, like, it played badly throughout the year because it had a quarterback that held onto the ball and couldn't move the football down the field. So, plus, they fixed a lot, too, obviously. And I assume you're saying that, but people really make the Jets O-line out to be different than it is. Fifth-year option has been picked up on Trevor Lawrence, breaking news. Did we have did the Super Chatter, is he in here? Chef, are you here, bro? Let me see if I can find Chef. He only has one message. It's a Super Chat. Chef, where you at, pal? Where's my boy at? Watch Rattler take over the same. Yeah, definitely. Rattler in New Orleans was fantastic. Freaking amazing draft selection. 330 of you in here. Chef, I don't have any details here. I don't know how I'm going to tell you what to give up for Franklin. I mean, would I give up? Let's say, let me just answer this for you. And Chef, thank you for dropping that super chat. Franklin, I like him, but like a future second rounder, if you think he's that good. He'll go in the second round, so it's not like you're not giving up the value. All your fab dollars, if this is a guy you have to have, I've done that before. You know, I gave up 100 out of 100 fab dollars to get Tank Dell in one dynasty league because he was a second rounder, and people are like, 100, I can get anybody I want. I'll be the guy that can outbid anybody. I'll take 100 fab dollars, and I did that for Tank Dell. So if you think Franklin's that guy, that's a move that I like to do. I don't know if Chef is here. I don't see him. Cowboys did draft a wide receiver. Cowboys are just what a botched draft. They made some good picks, but I mean they made some good picks. I'm not saying they didn't. They secured up the line. They got a guard. They got an offensive tackle. They got an edge at number 56 overall, pick 24 in round 2. But the receiver, Flournoy, I think that's how you say it. He's okay. No running back. It's really head scratching. Brandon Rice signs. With the Chargers. That's Jerry Rice's son. That's kind of interesting. Malik Washington goes to Miami. That was really good. Jordan Travis goes to the New York Jets. We didn't talk about that yet. That was a fantastic move by the New York Jets. Jordan Travis is now the backup quarterback in New York. This is exactly what we wanted. Like Rattler, Milton, or Travis to go to New York. Milton goes to New England to back up Drake May. And Joe Milton can kind of be used in like a Taysom Hill role, which is absolutely brilliant by the New England Patriots. New England did a good job. Polk, May, Joe Milton. I'm very, very impressed with that. I like that a lot. You know, some of my biggest takeaways would just be the Cowboys and Chargers completely missed on some opportunities, and sort of the Niners in a lot of ways. But the Niners more so the offseason and the way they handled stuff and the way that they got, I think, strong-armed into going Ricky Parasol, and they didn't even trade Debo or Ayuk. And they're trying to downplay it like, oh, we never really truly entertained it. And you can see Niner fans everywhere going, yeah, they weren't. See, it was all fake news. Are they going to trade Debo Ayuk? They're not. Oh, my God, we're almost going to lose them. Oh, we took Ricky Parasol. He's probably gone. This is a rocky road. Oh, hold back. They don't trade him. And now everybody's reporting they never really considered any of the offers. Oh, they weren't going to trade Debo Ayuk after all. See, told you. We just sat on Ayuk's contract and let it go through the roof, and now we can't even sign him. Freaking John Lynch. Patriots at least a B minus B plus for sure. I really like what they did, Travis. They did a fantastic job. Nice work, Smitty. Do you have Jordan Travis ahead of Rattler? I don't, but you know what? I might change my mind based on fit. You know, in terms of like, what was the best move? I'll come back on that. I'll circle around on that. I'm gonna do some cram session on it. I've watched all their footage, but like, you know what I mean? Like, it's important to watch it again when you start reevaluating it. And sometimes you see things you didn't see before. And some of it's going to be about fit. But if you give any sort of QB hope to the Jets and to the Falcons, you're making me smile. And that's why I love the Penix Jr. move. Appreciate you all. Thank you for my super chats. Did Chef ever show up? I don't know if he ever did. Let me search for him. I don't see. He hasn't come back. Chef, where you at, pal? Chef to the moon. When did he super chat that? I think he did it really early on. Anyway, hopefully Chef rewatches it. Chef, again, you got to give me more details, but I'd give up $100 of my $105, $150 of my $155 to get a player if I believe in him. I don't necessarily believe in Franklin as much as you might, but if he's your Tank Dell, I did that with Tank Dell, and I'm happy I gave $100 out of $105 for Tank Dell last offseason in a Dynasty League. That kind of stuff I like. Past that, I need more information. You know, I can't just cook something up without any details. All right, I'll see you guys all. What a stupid non-running back draft move by the Dallas Cowboys. What a dumb move. Just stupidity. Stupidity. Let's go to... Hey, Travis, was it Troy Walters? I think it was Troy Walters. These are the two super chatters that never responded, and I didn't know if they were in the building. So we'll hit that again. Troy Walters and the Chef. I don't know where those guys went, but let me know if you saw my responses. We'll keep calling for you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back for the Breece Hall video. Appreciate everybody. You guys rock. Perps in the building. Perps, my man. Perps, I don't know if you've seen. Look at this. There's something here that's like this fastened in, and I can't actually put this all the way on, but that's okay. We do have all of the apparel. I actually bought this one to make sure I had this ready for the NFL draft. So we got to get a different size though. So I got to return this bad boy. They sent me the wrong size. That's why I haven't been wearing it, because it's all actually feels kind of good that big though. Kind of just floats on your head. But this one, I feel like, you know, from the movie Big.
It's just right over my ears. From the movie Big, you know, when he's got the suit on after it shrinks on him. Looks like a helmet. Looks like a motorcycle helmet on my head. I wasn't able to wear that during the draft. But, you know, I thought I'd put it on right now. It deserves to be put on. I got to return that bad boy. To go return anything takes forever. Anyway. All right, guys. Appreciate you. Catch you later. Cardinal time, baby. Go check out this video here. And it's up on YouTube. It's about 2-3 videos back. Breece Hall video tonight. See you all then. Trevor Watts, was it? Troy Walters. Trevor Watts. Troy Walters. There, Trevor Watts. Thank you. Troy Walters. I'm just like mismatching everything. As a Cowboys fan and an American, I'm worried about who is running our respective organizations. That was from Robert, by the way, not me. I think I'm gonna watch draft day while I do some work. And don't forget to get on over to thefantasyfootballshow.com. 10% off the 2024 package by using code DRAFT. That's still in play until they run out. I think I offered 100 of those coupons, so there's still about probably 20 or 30 left. But hurry and rush, because I'm going to keep promoting this every channel, every show. But code DRAFT will get you 10% off the 2024 package, video courses, trade calculators, bold predictions, articles, all of it on thefantasyfootballshow.com. I've been creating content longer than anybody you'll find. I highly doubt you could run into an individual, at least maybe like you could say ESPN, like something like that. But an actual individual, I've been creating content since 2003 on my website. I believe I invented the very first player trade calculator in fantasy football in 2003. I believe I invented, because no one else had it. Maybe someone was cooking it up on a forum somewhere that no one knew about or whatever. So I'm using that caveat, but I believe I invented the very first draft simulator, the very first trade calculator, because that's why I got into the space in 2003 when I was just a regular old Joe. I was a Panic Peter. I was a regular Roger. And I couldn't find a trade calculator online, and it pissed me off. And I said, you know what? I'm going to make one. I'm going to make a website. I made a website. I made a trade calculator. And ever since, been doing fantasy content. That was the makings of me. That was your boy being born into the fantasy football space, because I felt like it was lacking. I said, what do I want to be out there? No one's producing this. No one's got this. No one's got the edge. No one's doing bold predictions. I essentially, no one had bold predictions either. Your boy's a dinosaur in this space. And it all really started with the content. So if you think, oh, this is a video guy trying to do content, honestly, I'm a content guy and radio guy that's trying to play, you know, video is what I'm doing. So get on over to thefantasyfootballshow.com. Link is in the description of the video. Thefantasyfootballshow.com. Appreciate you all. See you tonight on the Breece Hall video.